From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In the Syrian capital, Damascus, Tuesday, a rocket believed launched by rebels struck a shopping district, killing at least 35 people. Meanwhile, Russian and government warplanes continue to bombard the dwindling rebel-controlled parts of nearby eastern Ghouta. Video uploaded onto social media purportedly showed the immediate aftermath of airstrikes targeting the towns of Douma and Ain Tarma. According to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, dozens were killed, raising the death toll since a government offensive was launched a month ago to more than 1,400. Andrej Behecic of the UN Office of the High Commissioner for Refugees expressed alarm at the deepening humanitarian crisis.
In eastern Ghouta alone, more than 45,000 Syrians have fled their homes in recent days. UNHCR is responding to urgent humanitarian needs on the ground, but we are today reiterating our call for the protection and safety, as well as a full, unhindered, continued humanitarian access to both the newly displaced and to hundreds of thousands of civilians still trapped by fierce fighting and in dire need of aid.
With government forces locked in the assault in eastern Ghouta, Islamic State militants captured a Damascus neighborhood late Monday, killing at least 36 pro-regime fighters. And the UN Children's Agency said some 100,000 people are trapped in northern Syria's rural areas after fleeing the captured town of Afrin, held by pro-Turkish forces Sunday. The rights group Amnesty International Tuesday said the Nigerian military was warned repeatedly about the movements of Boko Haram ahead of the mass kidnapping of more than 100 schoolgirls in Dapchi, northeast Yobe State, last month. This is VOA News.